Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Press conference after announcement that Gustavo Castro was allowed to leave Honduras. The General Attorney's Office could not sustain an illegal, arbitrary, and unsubstantiated measure, said Gustavo Castro's lawyer. The coordinator of Otros Mundos Chiapas, Friends of the Earth Mexico, Gustavo Castro, finally left Honduras after the judge lifted the migration alert that prevented him from leaving the country since March the 7th. On Thursday, Judge Victorina Flores Orellana, at the request of the General Attorney's Office, decided to lift the precautionary measure imposed on Castro, since all necessary proceedings with the activists had already been carried out. Castro was the sole witness to the murder of indigenous leader and coordinator of the Council of Popular and Indigenous Organizations of Honduras, COPIN, Berta Cáceres, on March the 3rd in La Esperanza, in Dibucá. Yesterday, Castro's family and the team of lawyers organized a press conference at Centro Loyola in Tegucigalpa, capital of Honduras. There, lawyer Ibaña Galeano said that as of today, 2.5 weeks have passed since Gustavo Castro was required for a judicial proceeding. This shows that they had no grounds to keep him here and that the General Attorney's Office could no longer sustain an illegal, arbitrary, and especially unsubstantiated measure, she highlighted. Galeano believes that in the entire process there were systematic violations to his fundamental rights, especially his personal freedom, his right to free movement, his physical and psychological integrity, and different guarantees and the due process established by law. The request by the General Attorney's Office is based on the recognition that this was an arbitrary violation of rights, and especially a recognition of the fact that the measure was illegal and that it did not correspond to a person with a protected witness status in our country, she concluded. Meanwhile, Oscar Castro, brother of the Mexican activist, thanked the legal team and recognized the work by the Mexican ambassador and consul of Honduras, Dolores Jimenez and Pedro Barragan, respectively. Gustavo was most of his time in Honduras at the Mexican embassy in Tegucigalpa. His brother also highlighted that we continue to express our solidarity with Berta Cáceres' family and with COPIN to clear up the murder of the Lenca leader and the attack against Gustavo. We as a family stand together. We are Berta's family, we are Gustavo's family, and we also stand with organizations such as Otros Mundos Chiapas and COPIN. So you have our solidarity, and be sure that we will continue supporting you, said Gustavo's brother, who has been by the activist's side since the terrible March the 3rd.